Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Hey Jim, do you know anything about parallels?
You mean like gymnastics?
No, like in geography.
Oh, yeah, I do actually. Geographic parallels are imaginary lines extending around the Earth parallel to the equator. It is used to indicate latitude. The 38th parallel, for example, has a latitude of 38 degrees north or 38 degrees south.
Oh, that's cool. I was just wondering if Scotland and Canada were next to each other. Makes no sense.
Hey, Patrick, I'm back. I'm back from vacation and other things I've had going on. So I'm back now.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. This has been awful.
I know. I've had a lot going on over the last month or so, so I appreciate you know, everything.
Of course, yeah. And thanks to everybody
everybody's been doing.
Who's helped us out. Of course, how was your time away? Did you have a good time?
It was nice, yes. Very
good.
Nice. I was down in Florida for a bit and soaked up some sun, which is
excellent.
Unusual for me. More of an indoors kind of person.
That's right.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And before we get started today, let's take a moment to promote the upcoming festivals we
have.
This
is important.
Going on.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Yeah, because things are almost all set. And we have information now available on our website, suburbspod.com. And just real quickly, I want to run through some of the festivities here. So the first weekend in August, it's August 4th, 5th, and 6th, we're going to be in the Chicago area, Chicagoland, they call it.
So exciting. Yeah.
Out there. And three nights of music, and we want everyone to come on out. And this one, there's no cover on at least a couple of nights, so this is going to be great.
Amazing.
That Thursday night, August 4th, we're going to be, actually Thursday and Friday, we're going to be at Arlington Ale House
mm-hmm.
in Arlington Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday is going to be like a live hootenanny / open mic kind of thing, and people can come out, just listen to the music or perform. We'll have that all set up. In fact, the band Frank Muffin, they've even offered to set up at that and allow people who just want to sing.
Oh,
to come
beautiful.
Up and like play with the band. It's sort of like a live band karaoke kind of thing. They'll have like lyric sheets printed up of like songs they know, and you can just
fantastic.
Come and like play with the band. So anyway, we'll do all that. I can't remember the exact times, but it's on our website and we'll be on our social media and all that kind of stuff. So that's going to be Thursday night. And then Friday night, Frank Muffin's going to play a show at Arlington Ale House from 9 p.m. to 12:30.
Sweet.
Rocking the house. And then Saturday we're still working on, but it's going to be some bands playing live music, and we're very close to having that nailed down. So just
it's going
to
be
sit
big.
Tight on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the DC Fest. That's going to be
right
at the end of September, beginning of October. So September 29 and 30 and October 1, again, a Thursday, mm-hmm. Friday, and Saturday. Just got this confirmed. We'll do the live hootenanny thing Thursday night at the VFW in Tacoma Park neighborhood of, I guess that's in D.C. proper, I
mm-hmm.
think. But anyway, it's in the D.C. Maryland line up there. And we'll have that going. And then Friday is going to be Frank Muffin again and a local band I know in D.C. called the Half Smokes. And what they do, Patrick, is they do like 80s alternative covers.
Oh,
so
sweet.
They sort of do a tribute to the music that was played on, what was it called?
WHFS. Yeah.
The WHFS.
Oh, that's I can't wait. That's so exciting.
Right.
Yeah, that's
going to
be great.
So they're going to play. That's going to be at Hank Deedle's, which has an address that says it's in Rockville, Maryland, but it's really sort of like North Bethesda.
Okay.
So it's in the Bethesda area, really.
It's not
so
like
there's that.
Some guy's basement, is it?
I hear it's a great like dive bar.
Oh,
place.
Sweet!
I've heard really good things about this bar. I haven't
excellent.
Been, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And then Saturday we're going to do the same thing we did last year, the American Legion in
perfect.
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are going to play.
Slope will be there.
Going to play.
That's right.
And also Apollo 66 and Late Earth, which is our friend Evan's band, is coming down.
That's going to be
and
awesome.
Jay Schnitt.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Wow, that's going to be an epic night. It's already epic. Yeah.
It's going to be great. So we want to see people. Again, we got some discount hotel information. Go to suburbspod.com. We would love to see you at one or both. You'll get something special. We don't know what it is if you come to both.
That's right.
We'll figure that out.
Yeah. You'll get a prize. Yeah. And
yeah. Some kind of crown or something you can wear.
Yeah, that will force you to wear.
No, you know what I love about those places, too, is there's no cover. You just come in. And the drinks are cheap.
Yes,
at those places. It's really, it's going to be great. We're going to.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be epic. So, and I'm glad we're promoting this now, Jim. Now's the time to get your discount travel plans. I mean, if you're locking it in a few months ahead, you're going to get a much better price than if you do it the week before. So go ahead and make your travel plans.
That's right. It's important. We would love to see you. And if you guys, if people have any questions or anything like that, just hit us up on the social medias. We're at Suburbs Pod on Facebook and Twitter. And just hit us up and we'll answer any questions about any of this stuff.
Yeah, and I'll make one more quick note here, Jim, based on some correspondence we recently got. If anybody's going to be at the Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville this summer or fall, I'll check the dates. But let us know, because we have a couple of community members that are going out there and might want to do a meetup. Nothing formal, but we want to gauge interest to see if anybody's. And I know we have a bunch of listeners in that area, so if anybody's going to be going down, let us know. And we'll see what's happening. But there are a few people already who have asked if others are going. Yeah, so we want to get the word out and see if anybody's going to be there
down there in Louisville. It has quite the lineup.
It's going to be good. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, there have been a number of listeners who said they're going. So
yeah,
it's cool.
All right.
I don't know if I can make that. I got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I'll have
later this year with the kiddos graduating college and
big
going
summer.
On to college. I got
big summer. Yeah,
two of them making big changes. But anyway, we'll get to that later.
Yeah,
all right,
we will.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get into the topic of the day, which is March new music, right?
March new music. Yeah, and we're gonna try to keep this in a regular slot, hopefully, at the end of the month. So it's the last week of April, and we want to talk about all the new music you guys heard from in March. So why don't we dive right in, Jim, with our OG, all the way over there in Scotland, Stephen Routledge.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's one true friend, Shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for March. Great to hear from Roger Grace over in Montrose last month. And in regard to Jim mentioning a bagpipe-themed New Music Scotland theme tune, such an idea fills me with terror. I love almost everything about Scotland, but along with the highly divisive politics and the football sectarianism, I would add the bagpipes to things that I really don't love about the great country of Scotland. There is a reason they played them to troops as they went over the top in the First World War, as running headlong into a hail of German machine gun fire was considered as a less worse fate than hanging around to hear the skirl of the pipes. In all seriousness, the pipers of the army were actually among the bravest men, as they had to stand full height, unarmed, and playing at full volume, facing that same hail of bullets as their comrades. Despite their undoubted bravery, however, I have still never warmed to the pipes. This note no doubt guarantees that a certain M. Wagner Esquire down in Houston is already working on a bagpipe-laden tune as I speak. Anyway, that's more than enough talk about bagpipes for one episode. On to my March new music picks. First up is an artist who I first mentioned back on episode 625 with my May 2019 new music picks. Kentuckian Ian Noe made one of the albums of 2019, and his new release, River Falls and Mountain Saints, is another excellent slice of lovingly crafted Americana, infused with the spirit of the band. It's that rare thing in these days of streaming, an album that gets stronger towards the end. My pick is Burning Down the Prairie, which is breaking no roots rock moulds, but hits the spot perfectly. I suggest playing it from about 1 minute 20 seconds in order to enjoy the Stephen Stills style lead guitar break.
Daddy's on a rampage, late at night I hear him crying. Daddy's on a rampage, every night I hear him crying. He said someone out there somewhere's been stalking like a mountain lion. Daddy's on a rampage. coming now, covered up in bone and hide. Yeah, I can see them coming now, and they're covered up in bone and hide. Burning down the prairie.
All right, Jim. What'd you think of that? Ian No.
Yes, Ian No. I like this Stephen Stills comparison there.
Yeah, loved it.
Very much so. It does feel like it's of a different era. That
it does,
that kind of song. And I don't mean that as a bad thing, really.
No.
Like it's very comforting sort of sound to it, right?
Yeah, totally. And it's got when you listen to Ian No's music, and I listened to this album a little bit, and thank you, Stephen. It's got deep roots. Like you can feel, you know, the history. Like when he's doing music, especially on this song, you know, it just seems like something that his muse has spoken to him and allowed him to sort of dredge that up and make it into songs. I'd love it. I think it's great. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, really good stuff. And Steven's got a second pick, Jim. So let's find out what that is.
My second choice is a bit more of a modern sound, and that is New Kind of Evil by London band Pure Reason Revolution. A progressive tinge sound while still retaining a certain indie sensibility. The track has a slightly sinister lurch, which perfectly suits the title. But as you might expect for an 8.5 minute song, it goes through a number of changes. I'd suggest playing from about 2.5 minutes in to get a good slice of what it's about. Well, there are my picks for March 2022. As ever, I look forward to hearing what you and my fellow RTSers have selected. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
That's a tough one to evaluate on first listen because it doesn't seem to fit. I don't know, you know, like an easy category, right? You know what I mean?
You nailed it, Jim, because this song is 8 minutes and 50 seconds long. So
interesting.
And I love where Steven said to play it because you got sort of that up and down. But everybody, go listen to the whole song, please, because you get a whole world in there. I mean, it's like a little mini story, like a little mini epic, but that was just a slice of it going up and down and loud and soft. There's all kinds of dynamics on this tune, really are very, very interesting, intriguing pick.
What was the name of the song again?
New Kind of Evil is the name
new
of the
kind
track
of evil.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So everybody, wow. Everybody look that up. It's their newest song as of right now. That's all that's out, and there may be an album coming up soon, but definitely check them out. Yeah, really, really interesting.
That's great. Okay, cool.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Good to hear from you, as always. And now we're going to go back to Scotland. We're going to go to the Scott Squad, as this listener called it. And we're going to hear from Roger Grace. And now, Jim, Roger has a question for me that he also included in his message. You won't hear it, but I'm going to answer his question after we hear his submission.
Okay.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, interns, and the suburbs community. This is Roger Grace from a beautifully sunny Montrose in Scotland on a most wonderful spring day with my March new music pick. It's by Scottish trio Father Son, who are from Kilmarnock, which is just outside Glasgow as a reference point. They've been going for over 10 years, and I've only just discovered them a couple of months ago. They've released an EP this month called Love for Air. It's got 6 songs on it, and they've all been released as singles. The one I'd like you to pick is Dive, which was released itself as a single in January and would have been my January new music pick if I'd been on time to get my selection to you. Anyway, hope you're all well. Enjoy the increasingly warmer weather, and thank you, as always, for everything you do.
Some strong Killers vibes.
Yeah, totally.
On that song.
Totally, right? Can see that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other one too, when I was listening to this, Jim, and there's a new album by Father Son. It's actually one word. So it's
Father Son.
Yeah, Father Son. The album's called Normal Fears, which is great. I got a little frightened rabbit when I was listening to the whole thing.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yep.
That apparently is a band they toured with at one point. So, very cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah, liked it a lot. Liked that melodicism. Now, I got to say that Roger also included in his submission, can Patrick tell us why he supports Norwich City? I won't drag this out, but I'll tell you guys really quick. And Jim may have heard the story before in private.
I don't think so.
Okay. This is kind of a story of my obsessive compulsive disorder. Imagine that. Somebody who has 80 million albums gets obsessed about something and starts doing it. But Jim, as you know, both of my two youngest offspring, MJ and Gigi, both played travel soccer. And actually, it was about 12 years ago that I really started getting the bug for watching soccer. And the reason was, actually, it goes back a little farther than that. It was 2008. When the Euro happened, and that was the year that Spain beat Germany in the final, and Gigi was playing, we just put her in the regular U8 or U9 recreational league, and the second game she played, she scored 8 goals in a boys and girls game. And the coach came over to us and said, you really need to take her out of this league and put her in a travel league, you know, if she wants to play against you know, because she seems like she's got some sort of gift about it. And it turned out she did.
Right.
She ended up getting a college scholarship and all that.
Right.
But anyway, one of the assignments for her travel league was for the players to follow the Euro. They wanted them to follow the Euro. And she started watching it and really got into it. So anyway, long story short, I started learning about the Premier League. And everybody said, you got to have a team if you're going to follow the Premier League, right? You need to have a team for your rooting interest. And of course, I understand that,
right,
you know, because we grew up as NFL and basketball,
right,
NBA fans. So I went to look at all the Premier League teams, and only one Premier League team had a black head coach, and that was Norwich City. Chris Hooton was the manager at the time. But also, in Little League, Jim, in Babe Ruth baseball, I played for a team that was sponsored by a funeral home here in Falls Church, and we had the worst green and yellow uniforms you could ever imagine. They were so bad and so loud, and those were Norwich's colors as well. So I said, here's my team, and so that's the whole story.
There you go.
That was the reason. And little did I know that Nicholas Nygaards supported Norwich's arch rivals, Ipswich Town. That was another cool twist to the tale.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. No, you never told me that.
Okay.
And it's funny because for quite a while, I thought your team was Tottenham. Because the reason for that was because Norwich got, you know, relegated right. at some point, right?
I had to watch.
And so you need,
yeah, I had to watch.
So
somebody.
You had to have like another team right, to root for in the Premier League. And so then when Norwich got promoted, just this past,
yeah,
was it just this past season, yeah. right? And you were like talking all about Norwich. I was like, where did this come from? I had no idea.
That's right. They were down in the Championship for a while. They're like the classic yo-yo club. They go up and they go down, similar to. Similar to Nate Scott's Fulham, who I think Norwich and Fulham have passed each other going up and down the past 4 or 5 years, yeah. something like that. So Fulham has been promoted. They already won the championship.
Yeah, and it's not looking good for Norwich.
No.
If
I could re-switch, maybe I would take Tottenham. But anyway, I've made my choice. I'm sticking with it. And I do like watching the Canaries lose. You know, as a longtime Tampa Bay fan, I understand the lovable losers. So anyway.
That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
there
Where
it is.
Go?
So there you now, go, Roger. That's,
mystery solved.
That's all I got. Okay. Yeah. So we got one more call for today, Jim. And I don't know why I decided to put these three together, or I thought they would group well together, but I was going through the calls and I thought, you know what? This is also a call from a foreign land and a guy who's up north. So we're going to hear from our good friend Gerald Krasinski. Right.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and all those in the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Gerald Krasinski checking in from north of the border with my new music pick for the month of March. It is Electrify My Love by Philadelphia's Mondo Cosmo. Electrify My Love is the second single from the upcoming album Barbarians, due out on April the 8th. The lead single, Meant for Living, came out in January. Electrify My Love really has a glam, almost T-Rex-like feel to it, in my personal opinion, for what that's worth. In a recent interview, Josh Ostander, who uses the stage name Mondo Cosmo, indicated that this will be the opening track on the album and was meant to be a post-pandemic check-in with everyone. The opening line in the song actually says, "Good evening, everyone. I hope this finds you well." With that said, I hope everyone is well, and I hope you enjoy Electrify My Love as much as I do. Oh, and remember, listen to Rockin' the Suburbs every day. And once you've done listening to the podcast, be sure to listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I hope this finds you well. I'm sitting in the sun and breathing deep the air. Be not full of fear. There is no darkness here. Just a lifting of the veil for the ending of the world.
There it is.
All right.
Mondo Cosmo from out of Philadelphia. Crazy.
I can't tell you what I love about that is, first off, great name, guys.
Yeah.
You know, right there. But also that kind of bigness of sound that matches the name.
Yes.
Like, you know,
I love
you
that.
Know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like you see that name on the marquee, you know, and, you know, you're expecting kind of something to be kind of explosive, right?
Yeah.
And then it seems like they deliver. So that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there and you know, just find one guy playing acoustic guitar with a keyboard player with that name. No way. No way.
No, not at all.
I like that a lot. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
And we should say that Gerald is one of the many DJs, right, Jim, on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. And he mentioned that at the end. But, man, there's a whole slew of them out there.
Absolutely. His show is called North of the Border, right?
Yep, it is.
And what day is that on? Do you happen to know?
Wednesday evening from 9 to 11 Eastern Time. Gerald Krasinski, North of the Border. That's right after Bill Mulligan's show.
It's great.
Mulligan's
There's
too.
So many so many shows and so many DJs that it can be hard to find sometimes the one you're looking for.
I know.
So I tell people just tune in whenever you have some time.
That's the best way to do it.
You'll get something good.
Yep. Just crank it on when you got a minute, when you're in the car or if you're just sitting around near the computer or something, just turn it on. Yep.
It's great. Okay. Cool. All right. So check that out, people.
Yeah.
24/7 of like music streaming.
Suburbs Radio.
Into your ears and your mind and corrupting minds. Okay. Let's move on.
Sounds good.
Tomorrow we have more new music callers, right? So
yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. And I want to say, too, that it's the end of the month. So start thinking about your picks for April. Get those in as soon as possible, and we'll put them all together, and we'll hear your voice next month.
Get those in. You either can call 612-440-1984. And you can leave a message there, or you can record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
I left your house this morning. Could have been the Willie Nelson, could have been the one. When I left your house this morning, it was a little loud tonight. It was in about Cajun, I saw the constellation.
Get some more coffee. I'll be right back.